I've finished with it. I live in the here and now. Live in the here and now. First lessons my guru brother taught me when we started to travel together was that he just wasn't interested in my dance. If you ever go out on the dance floor and you happen to be extremely good at doing the frog. Except nobody wants to frog. There was a time when I had gone to dancing class when I was very small, and I had learned how to tango and samba and rumba, and then it all changed. And there I was with all of my dancing class knowledge, but there were no partners because everybody was doing this stuff, other stuff. Well, that's the way it was with Bhagwan Das, my guru brother. We would sit on our pallets in the monasteries we'd stay in along the way. And I am a teller of tales. And I've always told groovy stories. That's who I am. That's my game. So I'd say to him, I try to entice him with the most, did I ever tell you about the time when we were when Tim Leary and I were flying the airplane back in the dark from Acapulco with 50 gallons of gas in the back and overloaded and the danger in the mountains? And I'd really try to seduce him in with all the drama. And he would look at me out of half-closed, eternal eyes, and he would say, just be here and now. Wham! Total slap in the face. Ego thoroughly shattered. But I don't give up that easily. What do you say we get a big sailing schooner and we go to South America? I've got some rich friends and I'm sure we can talk them into it. Wouldn't that be a groove? Don't live in the future. Just be here and now. If you can be here and now, when the future comes, you will have optimum energy and optimum awareness. There's very little else to talk about. No past, no future. Boy, I really feel happy. This is really fun. Emotions are like waves, just roughening the waters. Let the emotions dissipate into the distance. Watch them go. Be like a calm ocean. Well, my last card was gone. Silence. That scary silence. Scary silence. You still waiting? The scary silence. It's difficult pursuing sadhana, the spiritual path, when you are living where four streets intersect, say the yogis, or where there are many anthills. Here we are living in the midst of a huge termit tree. Huge termit tree. We are attempting an extraordinary thing. We're attempting to find a vibrational rate in the midst of another vibrational rate. We're attempting to find a calm center when all about us is caught in sense, caught in stimulation, superstimulation. We are living right in the center of the highest stimulation onslaught the world has, right here, this city. You are bombarded from the moment you wake, in fact, during the sleep, all day, all night, bombarded by stimulation. Every ad, if you did this, that would happen. Remember the past, plan for the future. Desire, want, 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 want. How in the midst of all that do you get to the here and now? How can you be going up Third Avenue so you're doing nothing but going up Third Avenue? How do you do that? The secret is in non-attachment. Non-attachment. Doing what you do, the secret is called karma yoga. Yoga means union. The secret is in the method of doing what you do, and yet there is no doer, because you are not attached to making the music stand. You are a maker of music stands who makes no music stands, and yet music stands are made. Can you understand that? Can you understand that? Can you understand what it would mean to be unattached and yet live in the middle of the world of social responsibility, with family, with children, with savings accounts, with automobile payments, with job, with eating and sleeping and toileting? And you imagine what it must be like to do that without attachment? Without attachment. Complete renunciation. That doesn't mean you renounce it in the external sense. When you think of renunciates, you may think of Milarepa. You may think of some guy sitting up in a cave in a mountain, a renunciate. He's turned away from his family. He's turned away from worldliness. That's merely an external diagram. Renunciation is a totally internal matter. It's an internal matter. If I am sitting here attached to this lecturing, I am not doing this work. The work I'm doing lies right in this. And this is a trap also. The work is lying inside. The work is that all the time I am talking to you, inside is going mantra. is going the repetition of a mantra. Sometimes it's Rama, 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 Rama. A repetition of the name of God. Sometimes it's Aum Mane Padme Hum, 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 Aum Mane Padme Hum. You thought I was lecturing. I'm not here at all. I'm just inside doing Alma Naped Meung, Alma Naped. When I look at you, you know, some people, you look at them and they like wave. You know, it's like an interpersonal kind of, it's not interpersonal. When I look at somebody, I see the light. I see the same place in them which is in me. When I look into their eyes, I am just looking into the eyes of God. It's all the same person. I can still make discriminations. I can see red sweaters, black sweaters. I mean, I haven't lost my capacity to discriminate. That's all going on too. Just I'm not hung up being that guy. Because inside is just going, Alma ne pedmi hung, Alma ne pedmi hung, Alma ne pedmi hung. Alma, the sound, the name of God in the unmanifest form. Mane, the jewel. Padme, the lotus. Hung, the manifestation, the heart. It means the unmanifest God is the jewel in the middle of the lotus that resides in my heart. That's where I'm hanging out. See, where I am at this moment is I'm sitting in a cave inside. It's a very groovy cave. It's called the Hridayam, the spiritual heart. And in that cave is where I live. And from the cave entrance, I'm watching this drama. This is Channel 7. This is a group central casting sent over for the evening. Send over one holy man. You know, got to look like a holy man. Big beard. You know, the off Santa Claus season. Somebody will be available. White uniform. Send off over so many people that look interested, right? Of varied sorts. Send a varied assortment over. All right. Here we all are, central casting sent us over. Who are we? Don't get hung up in thinking that's who we are. That's just the drama we were hired to play tonight. Who are you? I'm a housewife. Who are you? I'm a lawyer. I'm a psychiatrist. I'm an architect. I'm a teacher. I'm an artist. I'm a poet. Social role, social role, social role, social role, central casting. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I'm a student. I'm a wise man. Rolls, 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 central casting, central casting. Send over one wise man, one student, one baby, one adult. Don't get caught. Wow. That's like Mickey Mantle thinking all he is a baseball player. Laurence Olivier thinking all he is Hamlet. I mean, don't forget, you're just playing Hamlet. Oh, now come on, that's not right. What do you think life is, just a game? Well, watch it, watch it, watch it. After all, it's serious. I mean, your life may not be, but my life is serious. I've got problems. I poignant. So poignant. So poignant. Hermann Hesse says in Journey to the East, that's just what life is when it's at its most beautiful, an exquisite game. An exquisite game. An exquisite dance. It's Shiva's dance. It's the Lila Rasa, the divine dance. The divine dance. But who we are is eternal. Who we are is outside of time and space. Who we are just is. And then all this stuff happens. Can't you conceive of what it must be like not to be the stuff and still be hanging around? Just be a hollow bamboo. It's quite easy. I mean, the Mahamudra vow tells you, Tilopa told you what to do. He said, do not with the body, but relax. Shut firm the mouth and silent remain. Empty your mind and think of not. Ha ha ha. Bet you can't do it. You got this exquisite mind. You've been training it to collect, analyze, discriminate, know. You have developed a model of the universe that says, as John Donne put it, each man is an island unto himself. Each man is an island unto himself. And you believe it. So, there I am, and you know who I am to you? I'm him. Isn't that funny? I'm him. You're not him to me. You're us. In fact, everybody in the world is us to me. There's no them. Well, come on now. I mean, everybody isn't good. Sure, there's Iago. There's Lady Macbeth. But I don't hate the woman who plays Lady Macbeth. I mean, if she really does it well, I've got to note that she's a great actress. Because she really caught me. She really got me angry at her. She really sucked me in. That's the exquisiteness of nature. That it's a great actress. The Divine Mother is such a great actress. It really takes you on the trip. It really sucks you in. No matter how many times you get out of it, it takes you back in again. It's got such subtle methods of doing it. St. John of the Cross describes, like, all of the ones that come to you when you're trying to extricate yourself. He always talks about the beautiful ones of pride. When you're just getting a little ahead with your spiritual work and you feel great bliss and you feel very close to God and your ego gently pitter-patters around and pats you on the back and says, pretty good. Pretty good. There you are, just taken over. The one thing you were doing to get out of yourself, and it's made it into another Hamlet. He talks about what it feels like when you start to think you're good and pure. He says sometimes you get so pure that you don't want to, you've got a relationship going with your confessor. This is a great story. He says you've got a relationship going with your confessor and you want him to think you're good. So you go to another confessor to confess all the bad sins so that when you go to your confessor, he won't think you're bad. Dishonesty. Wow. Laugh though you will. You don't think we're all doing the same thing all the time to ourselves? Okay, let's say for a moment, just as I appreciate that life can't really be a game because it's too serious. But for a moment, as a hypothetical possibility, A guy came to me a few weeks ago in New Hampshire, and he said to me, he was a beautiful guy. He looked just like the butler in the Charles Addams Family. And he came in at around 11 o'clock at night. And he came through the snow. And he sat in the, you know, in the mats in the darshan room. We had tea, and there was a group, quite a group of people there. And he said, I've been a burglar. I've been a second story man. I'm into breaking an entry. And he says, that's not who I am. I'm tired of my life of crime. I want to get out of it. And we were a group of very sophisticated spiritual seekers hanging out there, and that blew our minds. I mean, you know, that was just too pure for our game, really. And he had a friend with him who was a clerk in a store, and his problem was that he was obsessed with sexual fantasies. He presented that as his presenting problem. And after everybody went home, the three of us stayed and worked together until about 3 or 4 in the morning. And I live, the way I do it is I sit with somebody and I listen to the whole drama. I listen with, as Buddha says, unbearable compassion. I mean, I got so much compassion. I really empathize because I just turn me off. I just go the whole trip. I mean, I'm climbing in the window and opening the safe, and I'm just feeling my way through the whole thing. I got practice from being an LSD guide for many years, where you've got to go along with a person's head all the way for 10, 12 hours to be a perfect guide. And I went on all these trips, and all the time, so I'm not going anywhere. Right? I'm going, but I'm not going. And a person lays their whole thing on you, all this stuff, see? They bring a huge box of stuff. It is what I see, really, when they come. See, I see them, you know, carrying in a huge, big box. Sometimes it's wrapped with beautiful ribbons and stuff, a huge box of stuff. And you strengthen yourself and you get your mantra going and you're ready, see, because you know they're going to lay the whole box on you. And it's full of goodies that are really going to suck you in. Physical illness, try that one. Ooh, that one gets you. Physical illness. Lots of money. That's a funny one. That still gets me. I really gotta do my mantra when there's lots of money around. Because I'm still a Jewish middle class boy. I can go that trip still. Somebody comes and waves $10 million in front of my eyes, and my eyes are, you know. See, we have some astral beings up there. So I do my mantra, and they lay the whole box on me, and I send it through. Goes through like Chinese food, just boom. And at the end, my mind is perfectly empty, and I am just doing my mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme. Now, what effect does that have on another person? If they literally cannot suck you into their dance, and at the same moment you are totally here, See, the thing that Bhagwan Das showed me was that at the same time he wasn't the least bit interested in all my melodrama, he was totally here. I never felt anybody so much here in my life. It was like he was right inside all my cells. He was really listening. He was really understanding, and yet he wasn't in the drama. So at the same time as he was totally here, there was no rejection. No rejection. And at the same time, he wasn't the least bit interested. He kept punishing my behavior, and yet I felt total love and total presence. Very strange. I mean, in our interpersonal dynamics language that we all are masters of, you getting enough love, enough people appreciating you? Are you appreciated at the office? Do people respect you? Are your achievements recognized? Does she think I'm satisfying enough to her? Watch it. Watch it. Does he really love me for myself? They really hurt, don't they? We're all in them, right up to here. Right up to here. Right up to here. Am I really getting ahead with my sadhana? When will I become enlightened? I mean, am I already not like them? Boy. Boy. By 3 a.m, the upstairs burglar and the sexual fantasy man and me were all dancing madly around the room in the dance of joy, laughing and singing and totally happy. And no longer was there an upstairs burglar man, and no longer was there a sexual fantasy man, and no longer was there a holy man. There were there just 3 beings, and we were all singing Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. We were singing lovingly to God.